stories are powerful, man. Like you can quote verses all the time, but like something, sometimes stories just connect to people, you know?
Yeah. That's what it's all about, connecting and being relatable. Then they'll listen to you even more. And then make it applicable to like what verse you're trying to say and stuff like that. Make the Bible come alive and stuff. What was that? Alive. But anyways, all right, guys. Hey, how you doing? I'm Sean Christopher Jenkins. This is my guy, Justin Lee Howell. We're coming back at you again with another awesome and amazing video. So somebody asked me and Justin a question on one of our lives. So I showed this video on last live, but I meant to show it for this live. So on this video, somebody asked me a question on my LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins. So the question that they asked us was this. So they said, you know, that's not important. I like that idea. She liked the video that we did about, like, you know, you're not worthless. And if you feel like you're worthless, you're living in condemnation and stuff like that. So she liked what we were talking about. But anyway, she said, I'm trying to dial into my passion now. It's hard. Do you have tips to find your passion? All right. So the question of the day is, do you have tips to find your passion? And the answer to your question is yes. Yes, we do got tips for you. We got a whole lot of tips, right? We got tips for everybody. So Justin, I'll let you go ahead and start, man.
Yeah, so I like that. I do like this one question because for me, I don't know. Like when I was younger, like I always thought like when you're in high school, when you're young, you need to start working on what you plan to do with your life or like try to have set things in motion. And I think like historically, people didn't mull over like what they didn't have the luxury of choosing like what they were passionate about or choosing what they wanted to do. Like you just kind of took on the trade that your family put on you, or if you were found to be useful for something, you just do that. So I was kind of in the mind like you don't have a lot of time to figure out what you want to do. I think there's a good balance for sure, but like I thought I'd wanted to go more into like academia and the research side of cancer. Like when I was younger, I did feel like God was calling me to do something with like cancer research. And like every job, every internship I've had has been related to that. I don't think that's changed. But like I thought I was trying to earn my PhD in that area. And it was just like a rough couple of years for me. Like my sister even said, like, eventually I dropped out of the PhD program. I just finished with a master's. And even my sister like said, like, oh yeah, there's like a huge difference in your personality, or not personality, but energy, like during my PhD program and then after I dropped out. And it was like that was something the head professor kind of helped guide me. Not my mentor. She was like part of the reason I dropped out. It was just like rough. She expected everyone to like come in on weekends, and I don't know. It was crazy. That's not the time or place for this now, though. But like the head mentor was kind of asking like, well, what are you passionate about? Like, what's something you actually like to do, or what's something that brings you joy? So that was like something that I kind of dove more into. Like, I still wanted it. I still felt a calling to do cancer research. It was just how was I going to channel that, or like, what's a different area that I could go into? So I like worked more in like clinical trials. And that's the chapter of my life right now. I'm still like in clinical trials. Maybe that'll be the type of work I do until I die, or maybe that's just another chapter God has for me. But I will say, when finding your passion, I think there is a good balance between discovering the gifts and the talents God has for you, as well as what you enjoy doing. Like I've said this before, like I'm not a huge fan of like Disney movies or kid movies or animation movies, like telling you if you have a dream, like this is gonna sound terrible, never give up on your dream. I'm not saying give up on your dreams, but I am saying like reevaluate your dreams. Because like sometimes I see sometimes like I'll see like movies tell you like even if you're like bad at something, like just keep doing it if that's something you really want to do. Mm-hmm. I kind of disagree with that. I feel like we do have like gifts and talents, but God does give us enough freedom to like follow those through the way that we want it. Like Sean and I, the video before we were talking about was talking about how powerful music is and like how God can use like different genres. Like some people say pop music or rap music or R&B are like the devil, like the devil's tools. But no, like God uses artists like Lecrae and I actually can't think of like any others right now, but he uses like all kinds of artists to reach out to people. So I think if you have a talent for something, God will use that for you. But you can, I think that's just a starting point. Like you can choose like how you channel that, like what your passions are for that. Like I don't think we should just be like, oh yeah, if you want to do something, just do it. I think there's a good balance of like God is like giving you something, so that's your starting point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, so the tips for finding your passion.
Long story short, give up on your dreams. Anyway, yeah, what were you saying, Sean?
Yeah, the tips for finding your passion. So, actually, I'm going to start off with a really, really good one. Because it relates with the video we just did. So, all right, guys, so if y'all go to my YouTube channel, Upload Past Crossroads, me and Justin, we've done a lot of videos together. All right, so the last video we did that got 83 views already. So you guys should watch it and share it with other people. So this video right here is titled Get Some Advisors, right? And it's a verse of the day that we're talking about. It's actually one of my life verses, right? So and I have a playlist called Life Verses as well on my YouTube channel. So a life verse is just it's a verse that relates to me that I apply in my life, and it means the most to me. Out of all scripture, like you see what I'm saying, which it would be obviously multiple scripture verses, right, that you're trying to apply that relate with you that you have memorized and stuff like that. So that's this verse right here. So in Proverbs 15 verse 22, it says, let me read the verse real quick. It says, plans fail for a lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed, right? So like if you want to find your passion, you got to seek guidance from a coach. So the greatest way to find your passion, like from the get-go, which is what I'll tell my kids, like, and what I'll probably do with them is I'll probably present them with people who are in the arena or the field that they said that they're interested in. So hopefully I know a whole lot of people in that field or arena. So for example, an actor, let's say they want to act. It would be really cool if I knew Will Smith. Well, I should really say Will Smith right now. The slap was a while ago, but still, like, it's still relevant. So. But you guys see what I'm saying? It'd be cool if I knew like Will Smith, just any actor. I can't think of, who knows? Idris Elba, like any actor, Brad Pitt, you guys see what I'm saying? Like if I knew all the actors in the world and I was close with them, like, or actresses, and I could just, you know, throw my child in front of them and they just heap them and educate them on all the knowledge of acting, like the ins and the outs. Like that's way better than what I could do because I'm not an actor, right? So, like, that would tell them and give them warning signs, like, is this really what I want to do, right? Because a kid says a lot of things, like, I want to be this when I get older. I want to do this when I get older. But you figure out, like, how hard it is and how much it's going to take. And then it causes you to veer off and be inconsistent or just give up doing it because you don't really like it. So, like, that's another tip for finding your passion. Another tip is just try things. But that's for younger people. Like when you're really, really young, you can afford to try any and everything. So that's why I would tell like a high school, a middle school, elementary school, like this is the time to try things, to figure out what you really love. Like that's the first thing you need to do. Figure out what you love and you're passionate about. Because in this life, you have to work, right? And you don't just have to work. You have to work to make money, to live, to pay you off your bills. And it's not easy. So imagine if you... So many people work and they hate their jobs and they hate what they have to do for work to make money in order to pay off their bills. But imagine if you, how many people are there that actually love their work, their work's their calling, their work's what they're passionate about, and they made that decision to work in that field because their love for the field, and they get paid to do what they love, to pay off bills and stuff like that, but they so focused on working that they work overtime, work overboard because they love their work so much, right? So, like, it's about finding a job like that. Like, there's a quote I had on my wall in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I will have quotes and Bible verses on my wall when I get my own apartment and house. But one of the quotes said, like, if today was your last day on earth, what would you get up and do? And the answer to that question should be your passion. Because honestly, if today was my last day on earth, I would definitely do a YouTube video. I would definitely post again. I would definitely preach a sermon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would not change what I'm doing right now. Like, that's what I'm passionate about and what I love to do. So what is that for you? That's another tip for finding your passion. What's something that you do all the time that's natural, right? So it's finding your north. It's finding your niche. It's finding the way you want to operate and the way you, it's what you tend to do all the time, right? So for me, I mean, it wasn't always like that, but I wish I would have discovered it sooner, right? But I mean, I figured it out when I was 17. I should have just stuck with it instead of, that's another thing too, right? So let me put you guys on game. So a lot of times, like when it comes to our passions and stuff, we think we can't make money from it. And we're even told we can't make money from it. Like there's no money in doing that, but that shouldn't stop you, right? Because like, if you're passionate about it and you love it, you should do it, right? Because chasing the money you probably get the money chasing the money, but you're not gonna be happy. That's what I did. I made $80,000 out of college, right? But like, and that's because I majored in computer science and did software development. So I was chasing the money, but the money would have came and I would have got way more money if I just would have focused on preaching, because I'm passionate about it. I'm more passionate about it than anybody else that's a preacher now. So like, obviously my passion would have made its way and paved the way for me and made me stick out above all the rest of my competition. Because at the end of the day, whatever field, whatever niche you choose, whatever profession, is a competition. So like, and the competition is stiff, it's hard, it's a dog eat dog world. So like, if you want the money, you gotta be the best at it. So what are you the best at? That's another thing. What are your strengths and weaknesses? You gotta acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses. So that's some of the tips for finding your passion. So Justin, I'll let you talk, man. I gotta do
something. Yeah, I do like that. It's if you're there's a good balance between I'll say what Sean said that made me think about this. Like a lot of times if you're not great at it, something like you're discouraged, like you'll veer off on your goal. There is a good balance. Like Bill Gates was saying, if you're in order to be good at anything or like natural at anything, you got to put in like 10,000 hours of work into it. Like Sean, we were talking about his pastoring style, and he says he likes to be over prepared for things, which I really like, because if he starts to go in a different direction during the sermon or another topic pops up, like he'll be ready. He knows that topic so well that he can just be natural about it. So I think I think the next step after realizing what your gifts or talents are, you do need to like work on it. Like sometimes you might realize that's not what your talent is, but you still have to put the work into it. It doesn't matter if like you're naturally talented at something either. Like if you don't put your work into it, then you're gonna lose it. If you don't use it, you lose it pretty much. Like there were some studies that show like some people's physiques or their anatomy makes them naturally good like runners or hunters. But if they don't put the work into it, they don't exercise their body in the proper way to be like some of the best runners or some of the best hunters. So even if you have a natural inclination towards a talent or a passion, doesn't mean like you can skip the hard work for it. So there is a good balance. I guess like I'll play devil's advocate to like what I was saying before about like do like follow the stuff that you have a talent for, but you also have to like put in the work for that talent. It's, you can't just skip the hard work. I'm not sure if you heard me talking about the beginning, but I was talking about like your pastoring style that we talked about before, how you want to be over prepared for stuff. So that way, if something veers off, then it's you can still talk about it naturally. You can like be prepared for it.
Yeah. Oh, Maya told you I had to step out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, I like what you said. I was going to say that. That was the first thing I was going to say. Like, just because you're passionate about it doesn't mean you're called to do it. Like, I'm passionate about music, but that don't mean I'm called to, I don't know. First of all, I can't sing like that. I definitely can't sing, like, solo or anything. So, like, I'm not called to be Beyonce or Mariah Carey or anything like that. Or, like, the lead singer on Earth, Wind, and Fire or something like that. He sings really high, like, high-pitched for a guy. So, like, yeah, I'm not called to do that. Like, so no matter how hard I try, even if I did, like, coaching for, like, musical vocals or whatever, like, that's still, I can only go so far. And I wouldn't go far because I can't sing, right? So just because I'm passionate about it doesn't mean I'm called to do it. But that's the thing, too. Like, it's a balance. So you have to assess, like, what are the things you love? What are the things you don't love? So that's acknowledging what your strengths and your weaknesses are. And, like, that's something I had to learn, too. I used to think, like, I could make my weaknesses into my strength. But that's the wrong way of looking at it. Because I used to think, like, the jack of all trades was the master of everything. But I like the saying. I didn't agree with it when I was younger, but I agree with it now. Like, the jack of all trades is the master of none. Like, whatever your strength is, God wants you to master it. Like, there's further you can go with whatever you're great at, whatever you're good at, whatever your strengths are. So your life's not about trying to perfect your weaknesses. Like, your weaknesses will always more than likely be weaknesses. There's nothing you can do about it because God didn't call you to do that, right? So a weakness for me was actually basketball because, like, I mean, I'm great at basketball. If we just play pickup, street ball, I'm doing everybody in. I probably would do Michael Jordan. I don't know. When it comes to fundamental basketball in the NBA, like team basketball, oh, I suck at team basketball. I suck. I have no basketball IQ. I don't understand the game. That's a weakness for me. Like, could it have become a strength? Yes. But as of right now, at the age of 30, I don't stand a chance. At 30, trying to make it to the NBA, trying to play basketball. Bro, like, stop playing. Like, I'm not called to do that. I'm called to preach the gospel, teach the word of God. Like, that's what I'm called to do. I'm called to do social media. Like, I'm passionate about social media. So, like, yeah, that's another thing, guys. You got to figure out what your strengths are. So another strength is I'm a computer scientist. That was my major, right? So I technically can be a software developer if I wanted to. So I understand computers, the algorithm behind computers, how it operates, the operating system, take it apart, put it back together if I wanted to, like, manipulate the system, make the system work for me. That's with anything with computers, right? Anything digital. So, like, that's my strength, right? So obviously I always loved social media, but now I understand the methods, the polymorphism when it comes to the coding. Like, I understand the algorithm. That's what that is, guys. So, like, so that's my strength. So what do you think I'm trying to do with my social media pages? Trying to promote the gospel using the algorithm. Like, are mega churches doing it? Yeah, sure. But I don't, like, if they didn't have, like, technical people doing it for them, those pastors wouldn't do that. But I'm doing it already, and I don't even have a church. Like, somebody just asked, where's my church? I don't have one right now. I'm trying to get my ordination right now. So, like, I have a church, but it's not my church. It's my dad's church. But anyways, you guys get what I'm saying. So, yeah, man, like, you just got to find out what your strengths or weaknesses are. So that's another tip for finding your passion and, like, honing in on your strengths, man. Like, making that your focus, right? So I'm going to focus on that some more. Like, with your strengths, that's what life's all about. It's about seeing how far you can go. It's about maximizing your resources, maximizing your skills and your talents and the gifts that God has given you. Like, God wants to take you further, but you have to be faithful with what He's already given you. So when it comes to your talents, when it comes to your gifts, when it comes to your strengths and your weak, when it comes to your strengths, right, and what you're good at and what you love, He wants to show what He could do with it when you perfect it, when you send your whole life around it. And when you fall in love with your strengths, that's what that is. You don't love your strengths if you don't ever do it. And then you don't love your strengths if you don't put in that grind to, like, really work at it, to be diligent with it, to see how far you can go. So for me, obviously that's preaching, right? It's teaching the Bible. So I'm not a pastor right now, right? But I've been doing this since 2018, so since I was 25, like, doing YouTube videos and stuff. So, like, I've been preaching before I was called to preach. So, guys, like, whatever your strengths and whatever you're passionate about, you should be trying to perfect and hone in your craft way before you're doing what you love doing, right? And you're doing it constantly every single day and getting paid for it, right? So like example is playing basketball. You want to go to the NBA, what you got to do? You got to hoop. You got to play on a team in school. Like, they're not going to just pick up somebody in street ball on the street somewhere. No, like, you got to be playing fundamental basketball on teams. So you got to be in school, right? You got to be playing overseas. Like, you got to be playing on a team, right? These little, what they call the intramural sports, like, you know, little bitty sports teams, the AAU teams for adults. Like, bro, you're not going to get picked up like that, man. I wish you went to the Drew League or something, but like, that's even like a step below the NBA Drew League. Like, so you know what I'm saying, guys? Like, yeah, this is tips for finding your passion, man. Like, if I went too far, that's basically finding your purpose. But that's another thing too, guys. Like, your passion should be your purpose. Your purpose is your passion. They both go hand in hand, because that passion that you have for your purpose will carry you when times get hard. So for me, for example, like, just me trying to be a pastor, trying to preach the gospel, trying to get my own church, trying to have a mega church, trying just all those things, guys. Like, it's a hassle. It's a grind. But I'm willing to put in the work. I'll do whatever it takes to get there. Right? In a godly way, guys. Not like selling my soul or anything. But you guys see what I'm saying? But I'm so passionate about it that your passion will drive you. Your passion will get you there. Your passion will help you when you want to give up. It will cost you not to even want to give up, because you want to see how far you can go. Like, that's how you know you're passionate about it. That's a tip to find your passion. What are you willing to do, fight for, and do whatever it takes to get and obtain, no matter what adversities you have to face in life to get it? And then, no matter what adversities you face, you're willing to keep on doing it, even when the numbers don't come in. So for a good example, like, on my social media pages, bro, 83 views. Like, are you kidding me? Like, That was our last video we did, was 83 views, right? But let me show you guys some stuff. Like, 22 views is this video, 26 views is that video, 30 views is that video. And let me throw something else at you guys too. Like, I give myself at least 15 videos, because I have like 15 accounts, right? So like, really, I got like, I don't know, this is probably like 12 views right here. This is really 12 views. This is really, dang, that's really like 5 views or 6. But you guys see what I'm saying? Like, I don't get no views, man. Like, I don't get no love. Like, my watched hours went down. Like, I'm at 2,200. Bro, y'all got to help me share my stuff, man. Like, if I just focused on the numbers, I would get so discouraged, right? Because I don't even get the numbers sometimes on Instagram. Like, no, I don't get the numbers no more. I used to get, like, sometimes I can get up to 13,000 likes. But that's a hit or miss, like, every 6 months or 8 months. Like, but most of the time, it's, like, 40 likes, 60 likes, 80 likes. 20 likes, like, it just depends, like, on the post, because the algorithm changed on Instagram. So, like, but yeah, if I just focus on the numbers, man, I'll probably give up. But that's not my focus. My focus is on my purpose, like, my passion, like, serving God and preaching the gospel. So that's how you figure out your passion. Like, what are you passionate about that you'll do anything for, regardless of what life throws at you, right? So again, that goes back to the question, like, if today was your last day on earth, what would you get up and do? That's what you should be doing. That's a tip to find your passion, right? So, Justin, I'll talk forever, man. My bad.
No, you're good. That was enlightening. I do, man, I want to pick some pieces that you mentioned as well. Like, you do need to find out, like, what foundation that you want to have, because like we said, like, you need to have a foundation in God. You need to have a foundation in something eternal. We mentioned that during one of our First Corinthians studies, like, everything, like, what are you working towards? But like, how you do that can be done in a number of ways. But I want to give an example of, like, some friends that I've had, who, well, it'll make more sense when I say it. Like, I had one friend who, like, he did like 4 years in engineering school, and it was like a tough area of engineering. It was like some pretty tough years. But after he finished, like, after he did some engineering work, he decided that he wanted to go into the seminary. So, like, some people might think, oh, that's like a, man, what a waste of time. Like, he could have, like, definitely, like, used that time to, like, work in seminary the whole time. But no, that's not the way he saw it. He saw that he had a unique perspective that other seminary students didn't have. Like, he had a very analytical mind and an analytical way to like solve problems or approach a topic that other preachers or other pastors didn't have. So for him, yeah, like the engineering was like not what he went into, but it was a chapter of his life that influenced how he would approach his calling. So it's like, it still amazes me that God is able to use anything like that for your purpose, or he's able to use any part of your life for your direction or your goals or for your passions. So the reason I bring that up is because like the way you channel your talents or the way you handle your path can be in very different ways. But it can all, it, like, you should always have like a strong foundation for that. And it's like what Sean was saying, like he was preaching before he even became a preacher. Like you put in hours for that. You put in the work for that. And like it, all of that will go towards the good of like what God has for you, because that makes you who you are today. Like you shouldn't lament, oh, this was like waste of time, or I could have been spending my time doing this. No, man, I've heard so many stories. I feel like this is just a very story heavy video, but like I've heard stories like I've had friends go to jail as well before they knew Christ. Like some of the crimes you would hear from them are like blood curdling, but it's like God was still able to use that in their ministry. And it's like, that's not, maybe some people might think, and they would also think that was wasted time for them, or like time that they could have been working towards God. But like God, hindsight's 20/20. The way I see it is like God was able to use those events in their life to work towards their passion or give them like a unique perspective. Like I feel like we were doing a video before about like how God is able to use our pain and suffering to like connect or like empathize with people. Like that Inside Out movie, when they were like, they thought sadness was like a useless emotion. No, it like linked in with like her empathy or something like that. Yeah. And it's like the same thing for like working towards your passion. Sometimes you may be on a completely different path or doing things completely off the wall that's not even related to what you're doing now. But like God is able to use those things. So even if you're like still searching for your passion, like as long as you have a foundation in God, like he will use that for whatever he has planned for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just, and one more example, like, so I guess I'll use another movie reference. Soul. I like the movie Soul because it was saying like, this guy was asking, what's my purpose in life? And it's like, I like the message because they actually said like people don't have like one purpose. People are evolving creatures, so they're gonna have like different purposes at different times. Like his passion still stayed the same. He liked music, but how he channeled it was like in different ways. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I just thought that was a good example. You go on ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, like just for finding your passion too. Like, man, just we did a lot of videos, man. Like another video we just did was talking about like how to find your purpose. Cause remember, I just made a statement that you can't hear that, right?
No, I didn't. What was that?
It was a video playing. So if I just like, I guess I sounded like quiet when I was talking. But guys, like we just did this video. This is like the third, no, not the fourth to the last video that we just did because we're live right now. But one of the videos we just did was like, your pain is your purpose, right? So if you want to find your purpose, your pain, that's the thing you're most passionate about. Your pain is your burden on your heart. It's the thing that you want to change in the world the most. Like, Justin, you got to look at this person's this person's comment in the chat. Like, I don't know if you guys can see it. Can you see it right now on the screen, guys?
No, mine just says new comments will display here.
Man, it got to be new. All right. Well, anyways. All right. So. Catherine Sullivan, so it's her birthday. She's commenting right now on LinkedIn. So thanks for watching, Catherine, and thank you for your comments. So she comments some really cool stuff. Justin, you can see her comments though, right?
On the, yeah, I can.
All right, yeah. So
damn.
One thing she said was, I'm trying to find, she's talking about passion. Oh yeah, she says, I think We should create a place where your passion is solving a major problem. See, that's the key, right? So, like, you want a tip for finding your passion? Like, what grinds your gears? What grinds your gears? What really is a burden on your heart that you want to change in this world, that you want to change in the church, that you want to happen that's not happening? Like, what needs aren't being met in the world or in the church or somewhere that needs to be met, that Jesus is missing, that Jesus wants to be seen, and he wants his love to be shown, that you know that you're passionate about, that you really want to show? That's what you're called to do. That's your purpose. That's your passion. Like, that's where you fit in the body of Christ. Because remember, the middle finger has a different function than even the pinky finger, right? And so they operate differently, right? They both have different passions. So what my pinky finger does, my middle finger is not supposed to do, right? Or like my ear, right? So everything in your body is different, and they have a different way of operating. So that's the same thing with everybody's passion. So everybody has a different passion, a different thing that they want to focus in on in life. And that's what you're supposed to focus in on as the body part, as the member of Christ, because your body part, your function, what you're passionate about is necessary, and it has to be done, right? So like, she said, I think we should create a place where your passion is solving a major problem. Making money comes from creating a sustainable community. A pastor who is the most different versus the best will be noticed. Oh, so like, yeah, guys, you guys see it. So like, what are you passionate about? I already said what my passion was on that video. You know, your pain is your purpose. So like, that's what's gonna propel me forward, because I always got something I want to fight for. I always got something that there's a need that needs to be met in the church that's not being met in the church right now, in the African Methodist Episcopal Church and the AME Church. And it's people my age, 30 to 40 years old, and kids that needs aren't being met. And it's my goal to meet those needs, despite what they do. They can do whatever they want. Bishop, the people in power, general officers, I don't care who they are. But like, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Like, so I'm going to make sure those needs are met at my church. And it's going to draw other churches and other people working together in tandem, doing the same thing, because they got the same passion to meet the needs of all these young people that are missing in the church today. So, yeah, guys, so that's another tip for finding your purpose, I mean, your passion. Justin, I feel like I'm talking a lot, man. Like, just talking. Like,
yeah, I did. The comment below made me think of something I thought about, but I completely forgot to say. It's like our, I do like the comment of what you were saying and what she was saying down there about like meeting a need. It's like we are very, I feel like the U.S. culture is like very, and maybe the world culture in general, just today's culture in general, are very self-focused. They're very me-focused. So it's like sometimes we don't think what others need as long as like we're taken care of. So I'm trying to think. In Eastern cultures, or at least in biblical cultures, they found that you know how in the U.S. people ask, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up, to like kids? For like the Eastern cultures, they actually ask, the best translation is like, what kind of person do you want to be when you grow up? And I thought like that difference was very interesting, because what type of person you grow up is very linked to like how they contribute to community, which can be good and bad. Like I do think like we have shifted away from like working our passions into like what is the need, or like what the community needs, or what your friends may need at the moment. Like it's very hard for us to do that nowadays. At the same time, there's some governments, like communist governments or dictatorships, that will abuse that and say, oh, you need to serve the community in any way that you can. And it takes away all individualism, which is a shame. But it's like, that's not how biblical times like processed it. They would try to fit you into the need of a community, not for the sake of government or like human constructions, but because they knew the power of creating a proper community or putting community first. And you actually still see that. And it's interesting because, like, obviously, I think the Muslim religion is misguided. There's a history of it starting out in Judaism, but then being separated with I forgot who it was in the Bible, but when he went off to start his own family, it diverged away from what God intended for Judaism to be, and eventually Christianity. But it's interesting because, like, some Muslim cultures you see nowadays are actually very close to the biblical times, maybe because they are so conservative, in which they put the community first and they will try to meet the needs of the community any way they can. Or if there's someone in the community that's like lagging behind, they will try to make sure that the community stays together for better or worse. You can take it as it is, but I have like ministered with like a lot of Muslim friends before, and although I don't agree with their like religious practices or their religious views, it is very I really think it's like their views on community is kind of what God originally wanted for us, in which there's that good balance of treating us with as individuals with our own passions and desires, but gearing our passions in a way that it's for the collective good. Like that, man, when I talk about that, that almost sounds like a description of like what heaven on earth should be, like how we're pushing the kingdom forward. So it's like, and I feel like that's how Sean and I picked our passions as well. Like Sean has like a passion for preaching and pastoring that like pulls people into that kingdom. I felt God calling me towards like a cancer research in order to like help those who like are hurt by a broken world or broken or like the fall of our human biology. And it's like, I feel like that's what God is leading most people to do, is like finding a passion that does meet a need or meet a need of the community.
Yeah, guys, we're almost done with this video. So Catherine Sullivan, she also commented this on our video. She said, what about maximizing the group? It's such a foreign concept to create a well community where we are not competing with each other, but building something greater than our passions. So like, yeah, like a lot of people focus on their passions and like they allow their passions to be greater than their compassion, right? So like they allow their passions to overrule and be their God instead of showing people love. So like they'll do anything for their passions. So like, yeah, it gotta be a balance. So like that's a tip for finding your passion. Mm-hmm. So what are you passionate about that's not gonna overtake you? So like, yeah, you gotta be honest with that, but that's another thing to throw out. But like, I like what she said here, like just like, you know, maximizing your community. That's what I was trying to say at the very beginning of the video. I should have saved it, the point. But like, yeah, you got to surround yourself with people who are doing what you're trying to do. And like I talked about on my video that we did, you know, get some advisors, right? Proverbs 15:22. So on that video, man, you got to ask for help. You got to ask, right? So that's what Jesus said. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. To those who find the answer, it's for those who keep on asking. For those who find what they're seeking, it's for those who keep on seeking. For those who have doors open for them, they're the ones that keep on knocking, right? So even though some doors close on you, you keep on knocking on other doors for other doors to open for you. So the more you try, the more you look, the more you ask, the more you see, the more you find, the more doors are open for you. So like that's the key. So like in finding your passion, what are you willing to ask, seek, and find? I mean, ask, seek, and knock over and over again. Because, guys, like, ask start with a what? Ask start with an A. Seek start with an S. K start with knock start with a K, right? It's ask. It spells ask again. Like, it's crazy how God does that, like, with that word. Like, so ask, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure the people you surround yourself with are great people that are going to help you along the way. Like, Catherine just said, man, like, you gotta be surrounded with a great community that's not competing with each other, but helping you to succeed, helping you to unlock your to unlock those gifts and abilities and unlock those doors that you're trying to open, right? So for me, and you know, for me, it's preaching, like having a church, evangelizing. That's really the goal. Evangelism, then animation. Mm. Like, there's people I gotta meet. I can't do it alone. That's how you know it's a God dream. If you can't do it by yourself, right? That's another thing. Like,
oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, a God dream is a dream that you can't do by yourself. It takes the whole body of Christ. It takes a team of people working together. Billy Graham, was he an evangelist? Yes. He didn't do it by himself. He had a team of 12 people. That's just other preachers like that I know. It was like 12 of them, right? Because he couldn't pray with everybody. He couldn't lay hands on everybody. He couldn't talk with everybody. He's one man. Right, mm-hmm. His big old crusade. So, like, other preachers were there to help him. So, Justin's one of my preachers, by the way. He's one of the people that's going to help me when I do evangelism stuff like Billy Graham.
Man, it'd be awesome. Can't wait for that.
Right. So, guys, yeah, like, you got to know what are you passionate about, which, how you want to affect the world, how you want to change the world, how you want to make the world a better place, how you want to expand the body of Christ. So, this is the tips for finding your passion. What is that? And that's just when it comes to the church. Like, I even talked about career-wise. Like, it's the same thing, though. Like, you know, like, this is what you're called to do. This is the way, right? Mandalorian. I've been quoting that a lot on every video. So.
Yeah.
You want to find a way, guys. So, Justin, you got anything else, man?
Oh, this sounds kind of stupid, but it's like what you were saying is like that's how we talk about comic book and superheroes on here sometimes. That's like why Superman made the Justice League. It's like he knew there were threats that he couldn't handle alone. Like Superman, you think he could do anything that he wants, but he recognized that he was one man, that he can make mistakes. It's like he's he seems like this big guy, but he's actually like a small town guy just trying to do the right thing. Yeah. And I think you're like, I'm about to go down a superhero rabbit hole, so I'll stop there. But yeah, I think I do like that. It's like being part of a community, I think, helps you recognize, man, it actually, there's so many benefits on like having a good community can be for your passions. You can bounce ideas off of them. You can have like accountability. You can have like an outside perspective. Sometimes you're too close. Man, Sean, you're almost done with that whole hibiscus tea. Dude, this whole study. But it's, it's like, they have an outside perspective to like say what you're good at that you might not be able to recognize. Like those are true brothers and sisters. If they can recognize your strengths and weaknesses, no one wants to hear your weaknesses, but like sometimes you might not recognize what your strength is, which is, and your brothers and sisters can do a lot, or they can like help you build good habits for your passions. Like that's something I want to do more in my marriage is like, I don't want my wife just working all the time. I know she has like passions outside of that. And I hope I can help her like build those up. And it's like, yeah, a community is like a great way to figure out what your strengths are, what your passions are, how you can hone those passions. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I love living with my wife, but yeah, I do miss like living with more people because like you do get a lot of outside perspectives. You need outside perspectives, like a lot.
Yeah. Man, every time we say community, like surround yourself with community, the church. Like guys, that's why it's so important and vital to go to church and be around other believers. Like, so that they see stuff in you that you don't even see, especially people who have been in the faith a long time. I'm talking about real devout Christians, man. And like y'all haven't been around that to know what that's like. But when you're around other believers, like one time, I'll just tell you about one time. I was praying at an altar and it was at FCA camp for middle schoolers. And like this was the year, it was my freshman year, after my freshman year of college, and I'm about to be a sophomore in college. And God called me to run track again. And I didn't want to run track. I did everything possible to not run track again. He said, nah, you're doing it. Like, you don't get to decide. Like, you're going to do this, whether you want to or not. And so, like, I went to the altar, and I was just praying, like, God, like, I don't have no strength. I can't do it. I don't have what it takes to do it. Like, why you want me to do it again? Like, And I already knew why. I just didn't want to do it. And somebody came to me, and I still remember he put his hand on my shoulder, and he just started praying. And he prayed for everything I was praying for. This guy never met me. I never talked to him once. Like, I never said a word to him. Like, I'm trying to figure out who's praying over me. But it knows me, like, knows what I need. Like, he said, you know, bless him on the, he didn't say track team, but he said, guy, he got a huge burden that you called him to do, and he doesn't have what it takes to do it, but we know that you have all the strength that he needs. Like, he went in praying, and so I, as soon as he was done praying, I turned around and looked so fast to see who it was while he walked away, and he was wearing a NASCAR jacket, and he was white, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's the guy. I'm going to say something to him when this is over with, because, man, he prayed for everything I needed right then and there. That's what it's like being with other believers. See, just imagine you knew every single believer on the earth, like what your life would look like if you surrounded yourself with every single believer ever on the earth, in history. Let's go that far. Like, it's just totally different, guys. Like, how you will operate will be differently. You'll see really what you're passionate about and the way to go, right? And so that's a tip for finding your passion. Like, your community is so important, right? Because they're going to help your mind to go places it can't go alone. They're going to help you to take advantage of opportunities that you don't think are opportunities, but they see that they are. And there's so much stuff I can say with that. You guys get what I'm saying, man. Like, just being around other people, man, you can only go as far as the people around you, right? And so, yes, don't just get yourself advisors, man. Who's your five? Like, who are the people you're closest with, man? Like, it's just so much I want to say, man. Like, but you guys get it, man. Like, your passions are nothing to play with. You got to take your passions seriously. Like, your passions will lead. God's trying to show you the direction to take from your passions. Mm. You got to know which passions to pursue and which ones to, like, I can pursue it, but it's not my main passion. Like, this ain't the way, right? Mm. And so, yeah, that's what you got to figure out when you're younger. But the sooner you figure it out, that the quicker you'll be on the path and the further ahead you'll be in what your path really is. So, like, for me, it's preaching. I figured that out when I was 17. I could have been done and have a church and everything and been an evangelist and everything by at least 28, but now I gotta wait till I'm like 36, 35, 34, right? Well, maybe 33, but like, either way, it's gonna be a while, guys. You see what I'm saying? So, like, the longer you put off your passion and what you know you're most passionate about, the longer the journey's going to be and the harder it gets. So just go ahead and pick it now. Focus on that strength. Focus on that passion. Really hone it in. Maximize it. And see how far God can take you. Because he's going to take you far. Because you're showing that you're faithful with little, right? In that whole process. Make it a habit. Time for center your life to what you love the most in life. That's what life's all about. That's how you really glorify God. Why do things that you hate? So all these people working jobs that you hate, that's the way of the world, man. The 9-to-5 life, bro. Like, just doing, just for working for money, that's not even your purpose. Working for money, like, that just sounds stupid. Like, all life is encompassed on money. Like, that's the way of the world. But that doesn't have to be your life. Like, that's one thing me and my dad differ on. Like, I'm not working a 9-to-5 all my life. I'm going to preach. And I'm going to get paid for preaching. I'm going to get paid a lot of money for preaching. And I'm not just going to lean on the ME church. I don't think I'll ever make money from the ME church. Like, I think the average preacher in the ME church make like $25,000. Like, we don't make no money in the 13th district. So, like, I don't have no hope for that. My hope is in social media, evangelism, preaching in so many other places while having a church in the ME church. So that's just, a millionaire has multiple streams of income. So, guys, basically, I'm just saying you got to think bigger. Like, don't limit God. Take God out the box. Like, stop limiting yourself. Like, see how far you can go, right? Mm. So, yeah, that's so much I want to say, man. I'm done. Justin, you got anything else, man?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I feel like I've already used so many movie references. But, man, one of my top movies is Good Will Hunting. And I've already said it before. But, like, it's just worth mentioning here in case you didn't see the video I talked about it in. It's like, this guy is like a janitor, but he's like a math genius. And his psychiatrist was like saying, like, why are you like intentionally failing these job interviews? And he says, what's wrong with like they're what's wrong with like people who are construction workers or like or janitors? And the psychiatrist goes like, nothing, but like the people who are in those jobs are working for something bigger. They're working for their kids to like get into like better jobs or education. And it's like the guy who was a janitor was floundering, I think that's the word, floundering and wasting his potential. It's like, yeah, you do have to like aim big. Like, don't look down on like some jobs. Like every job is important in our society. But it's like, you have to recognize like, what does God have for you as well? Like I think I'll wrap up mine there, because that's all I really want to say. It's like, yeah, don't take your passions lightly. Like, figure out what God has for you and go from there.
Yeah. We'll go back to this person's question, because I mean, I don't have no more tips, but it's the way she worded this part. She said, I'm trying to dial into my passion now, and it's hard. Like, and I like that a lot, because like one quote I saw and I had on my wall is, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. You're passionate about a lot of things, but that don't mean you're called to do all of it. Like, so dial it into your passion. That's the most important thing. Like, so like, what is that one passion you can't do without? What is that one passion that you do naturally? And like, you don't, it's just emotion. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like with blinking, like with going to the bathroom, it could be, it's just a habit. So like for me, I obviously studying the Bible, reading the Bible, teaching the Bible. Like, it's always been that since I was saved at 17. So since Saturday, September 4, 2010, and really the whole year 2010, but mainly during that date and after. So like, yeah, man, like that passion just grew and grew and grew. It became more and more and more, and it overtook every other passion. So that's how you dial into it. Like, it's what you do the most that overtakes and supersedes everything else. And it keeps on doing it. It just becomes greater and greater. So my love for the Bible, that's not going to fade. I don't care what happens in my life. Like, it's going to be really hard to make that passion just go away. Like, and it's not just the Bible. It's God. Like, it's my love for God, my love for Jesus. Like, what he's done for me. He's done too much for me. Like, it's one of my favorite songs. If the Lord never does anything else for me, he's done enough. Like, I got so much to praise the Lord for. There's another song. No rock's going to cry out in my place. If I don't worship God and praise the Lord, God's going to have the rocks cry out in my place instead. Nah, I'm good. I want to cry out because I'm a human being, and I want to speak from a human being perspective. Let the rock cry out too. Let the sun cry out too. I want to cry out and praise God too. I want to play my role in the creation story, in God's story, right? So like, that's my passion. So what's yours? So like, that's how you dial into it. It's the one that just comes naturally, right? So I don't have to force this. That's another thing too. Like, I try to force a lot of my passions. Like with engineering, I got a passion for it, but like, I don't have what it takes to go that far. You can go anywhere with it, right? And that's just with that one, right? Like, Justin, that's a good question. Like, what are some passions that you're passionate about, but you really don't have what it takes to do it? Basketball, that's another thing for me. Like, I don't want to have to deal with all the people, like the trash talking, the people telling you, you're nothing, you ain't going to, I like playing basketball by myself, just shooting. I'm good. I don't even like dunking. Dunking hurts because I'm 5'9" and 3'4", so 5'10". And like, just depends how low the goal is. But if it's 10 foot, man, I'm scared of heights. So sometimes I jump high and it scares me when I jump, and just landing, like, it's just bad. Like, it's a lot. I just want to shoot and run a little bit. I just want to enjoy the motion, like just swish, swish, swish. Like, I don't care for all that other stuff, man. Like, so am I passionate about it? Yes, but I'm not called to do it. So like, that's how you dial into your passion, guys. Like, do you have what it takes to really do it when people are involved? Like, when drama happens, like, and that's hard to say, but like, we're preaching, I don't want to have to deal with people. Maya knows, like, I'm a people person. People love me. I love people, but like, I can't stand awful people. So like, like rude people, like, it pisses me off. So like, I would do just one negative person would cause me to want to just live in a cabin and be away from humanity forever. Like I Am Legend, that would be a dream. Like I don't know why they did it. Like it was a bad movie. Like, you know,
when his dog died.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if I was all by myself and it was just me and Maya, Justin. I mean, Justin, you're cool too. You can be with us too.
Okay.
You and y'all. But like if it was just me and Maya in the world and nobody else, nothing else. Oh my gosh, what a life that would be. And just our kids, like nobody else. We're good. We don't need nothing else. Man, what would life be like? But that's missing out on life. That's not what God wanted. He intended everything to be about community, working together, having to deal with the difficult people, having to still love those people. Like that's the way life is. Like learning to love people you don't agree with, and you don't want to have anything to do with. That's the life of a pastor. That's the life of a superhero. Right? God called me to be a superhero. I can't wait to do a video on it, Justin. I'm about to do a video talking about Steel, actually, the comic book. I should do it right now, actually. Mm. It's so dope. But like basically, guys, like as a pastor, we're called to love other people who don't even love us back, to serve people who spit on us, who talk about us behind our back. We're called to still preach the gospel to them, still teach them, still show up in the hospital when they're there, still go to their funeral, preach their sermon, eulogy at their funeral. The people that just were dogs to us, treat us like horse crap. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the life of a pastor. That's the life of a superhero. You think Superman wanted to save Lex Luthor? You think Batman wanted to have anything to do with Superman? Like, they had a lot they had to work through. Like, and that's the thing, guys. It's about working together despite not working together. Like, so what you're passionate about, you're willing to do that no matter what. So, like, so that's how I know preaching's for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care for that. Like, whatever. I'm going to still do me. I'm still serve the Lord. I'm still save lives. Like, so, oh my gosh, I just went in again, man. I wasn't trying to, but. All right, Justin, you good, man? You said everything.
Yeah, I think I said everything I wanted to.
Yeah, I'm going to shut up, guys. You guys get it. So today's video was about answering this person's question on, you know, she said, I'm trying to dial into my passions, and it's hard.
Yeah.
So you have tips to find your passion.
Yeah, I hope we answered that for her.
Yeah, I think we did. I think it was like, you're talking about going in the passion route, but that's okay. Because, I mean, that's the most important thing. You don't just find your passions, right?
Yeah, you have to try out a lot of things, too, I found. Yeah. Oh, sorry, you can't see my hands.
Yeah, but that's a tip, guys. Don't just look for your passion. Look for your purpose. Then you'll find what you're. Then you'll find your true passion.
And all that's, of that. Yeah. That sentence right there is a good way to wrap it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't just look for your passions. Look for your purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. So that's the video. All right. So you guys know the drill. Here goes my social media pages. I have the best social media pages ever. Just to let you know. Apple Music reached out to me on email and said, hey, man, we saw your podcast. You can put it on Apple Music. And I put my podcast on Apple Music. So my podcast is on Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Chromecast, you name it. It's on a lot of platforms. So just check it out. All right. My podcast, Upload Past Crossroads. My YouTube channel is Upload Past Crossroads as well. My Facebook, LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins. My Twitter, which is now called X, just in case y'all didn't know what the X was for. My Snap, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. Add me on Threads. Follow me on Threads. Comment, retweet, like, everything. All right, so Trouble Don't Last is that. And then my other Instagram page, my_day_bible. My Tumblr page, Trouble Don't Last, number one. And eventually, I hope that's never 50 social media pages, because that was a lot, Justin. All right, so on my YouTube channel, like I tell you guys all the time, got a lot of playlists. You scroll down, you can see all the videos I've done with Justin. So we got a whole lot of videos to watch. So scroll down and check out that playlist. His name's right there, Justin Lee Howell. And then also today we were answering somebody's question from social media. So, you know, if you enjoyed this video, you want to see even more questions that me and Justin have answered, you can check out this playlist to view all the questions we answered. If you enjoyed us talking about your purpose and how to find your purpose, man, we got way more videos on that as well. You can check out this playlist on my YouTube channel. Purpose, you know, everything's made for a purpose. Everything has a purpose. Like, check out this playlist to figure out what your purpose is or anything like that. If you want to learn more about tapping into your passions, what you desire, your desires, why you have those, check out this playlist on my YouTube channel. And then Justin's YouTube channel is Chaplain's Log. So subscribe to his YouTube channel, click the bell so you're notified anytime he uploads another video. Like, comment, and share. And so if you don't do those things and watch all the videos all the way through, you're hurting our pages. So please do all those things. And then you can DM us on our Facebook pages. So Justin Lee Howell and Sean Christopher Jenkins. DM us if you have any questions that you want us to do a video on. And so I pray you guys enjoyed this video. Share it with anybody you think that it's going to bless and people that need it. Like, for real, share the videos, man. Like, whoever shared those last videos, thank you so much, man. You rock. Mm-hmm. It was Grant, right? So Grant said he did. So. But all right, guys. Thanks, Grant. Bye-bye. All right, so we got to talk to you guys later, man. Have a great weekend. Peace out.
All right. Y'all stay blessed.